You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are joined by Matt Bastian, who is the CEO of Velocity Entrepreneurship Program. Good morning to you, Matt.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming along. I just kind of wanted to start by asking you, what is Velocity?
It's a very good question. So one aspect of us is that we inspire, motivate, educate, and support students and staff at the university to try their hand at entrepreneurship. But what we find is when we say that, especially on live radio, that it's not too relatable. So the relevant parts are that we get some of the coolest speakers in from around the country. So Nadia Lim, Rod Drury, okay, founded Xero. And then the other aspect of us is that we give away heaps and heaps and heaps of money to people who try their hand themselves. So really easy to get involved and heaps of fun. So
how do you get the money?
Sponsors. Yeah, yeah. So when you've got a pretty good track record, so the people that have come through us before, so like if you've got a Samsung phone, wireless charging in your Samsung phone, mm-hmm, is from some of our alumni. Cool. So when sponsors hear that, they're like, oh, these guys are doing some awesome work. So they're pretty keen to help us do the same for some other students. So.
And you briefly mentioned students and staff.
Yep.
So why did you want to kind of help both kind of levels of people?
So if you look at students, heaps of energy, heaps of enthusiasm, and like heaps and heaps of good ideas, because what do you do in class? You try to solve problems, and that's exactly what we're about. But then also staff members have a lot of experience. They generally have a really good understanding of a particular discipline. And so when you put that combination together, it can be a killer combo. But even when they're not together, you still get like awesome startups or awesome ideas coming through.
Cool. It's awesome to kind of see you like working with a range of different people. And tomorrow night is going to be your launch event that's happening at the University of Auckland Business School. So what's going to be happening at the launch?
Yeah, so 22nd of March at 6 p.m. we've got Tim Norden coming in. So Tim Norden is the CEO and founder of 90 Seconds. So to a lot of people that might not mean a huge amount, but 90 Seconds just secured funding from the same people that invested in Google and invested in Apple and Instagram and WhatsApp. So in other words, some of the biggest names in the world were endorsed by the company that has endorsed Tim. So we're going to hear about his journey and how he got to where he is. And then also we're going to run through in a lot more detail what Velocity does. So if you haven't thought about innovation or entrepreneurship ever before, we're going to talk to you about why exactly you can still say get heaps of value and hear awesome speakers from us. So,
and how do you specifically help like entrepreneurs or people who want to be entrepreneurs? What kind of think processes do you take them through?
Right. So the first aspect is we get people that hadn't considered themselves to be entrepreneurs, help inspire and educate them through heaps of speakers like Tim, heaps of people that can talk about their own journeys. And then from that sort of catchment or that bunch of people, we generally get them to go through our competitions. And so at our competitions, the first one is really entry level. So you write 1,000 words, get $1,000 if we think your idea is half decent. We've got 40 grand to give away. So with that, we get our industry expert judges to come in and give feedback to every single person that wants it. And with the best ideas as well, often those judges and mentors, they want to talk to you again. So mm-hmm. they sort of help walk you through the process and even mentor you. And then, so that's just sort of the first part. But our 100K competition, which is our flagship competition, that the whole purpose of that competition is to help ventures take off. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned Power by Proxy, the people that put wireless charging in Samsung phones. So they are an example of a team that's come through our 100K challenge.
Cool.
So we've got a whole launchpad program set up to take those off.
So there really is a lot of opportunities for people to kind of really go anywhere with their ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whether you're, say, from Kai, from arts, from like the education faculty, no matter where you're from, there are countless alumni that have come through. Most of them hadn't thought about innovation entrepreneurship before, and now they're, say, like Silicon Valley, all around the world. A lot of them still in New Zealand as well, doing awesome stuff here, so it's really cool.
Because what do you define as an entrepreneur? Because a lot of people have kind of preconceived ideas of who they are or what they are. They kind of, you know, there's a stereotype around an entrepreneur, isn't there?
Yeah, although that's a very interesting question, because Karen Walker, the, you know, the major fashion designer, when she's interviewed and is asked, she's probably one of New Zealand's most recent prolific entrepreneurs.
Mm.
She doesn't consider herself to be an entrepreneur. She considers herself to be a designer.
Right.
And so I think it's more of a personal question to you, because in her role, she's not doing, say, anything like hardcore coding like you'd consider if you watch like a TV show.
Yeah.
She's just doing what she loves. And I think that's sort of what we hear down the line from people that come through the program. They end up doing the things that they love. So it can be anything from, you know, being in a lab and developing like a cool technology, or it can just be customer facing or design or anything like that. So.
And you've been running since 2003. How have things changed over time? I don't know if you've been involved since 2003, but since your time of involvement, yeah.
Right. So I've been around for 3 years now. And even in that period of time, we've changed heaps. But 2003 was our beginning. So whenever you're starting an organisation and you don't have, say, all these stories that you can hinge on, we were helping far fewer ventures. We had an awesome network of people that supported us, but it was never as developed as it is today. So now I think we engage with over 200 people from the industry every year to judge, mentor, support us. Now we've got countless amounts more seed capital and money and funding to put into teams or to give back to the community. So in other words, we've exponentially grown.
Cool.
Which is pretty awesome. So.
And is funding a really essential part to being able to help people, like with their ideas and projects? You need the money to be able to help them kind of make those ideas come true.
That's actually quite interesting. So I definitely don't think so, because the feedback that we get about our program, especially from the 100K challenge, is that the most valuable thing was the mentoring and the sort of the connections that you got from the process and the feedback you got on it. Because some of the best ideas don't need anything to get going.
Okay.
And you can always get the funding down the track. So cool. We're just focused on helping them get to that position.
So developing those ideas.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool.
And you don't, like, a lot of the problems in New Zealand in particular, like, for instance, one of our alumni, Savvy, they were students at the university when they developed their tutoring organisation. Now they're talking to 10,000 students every year. And they were just in the everyday student's position. Mm. They just had an idea and they were like, this is really awesome. Let's run with it. And now they're helping so many kids.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming in this morning. And if people want to head along to the Velocity launch, they can tomorrow night. I think it's 6 till 8, around about.
Yes, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. And it's at the University of Auckland Business School. And it's open to anybody. Anyone can kind of come along and see what it's like.
Yeah, just RSVP on our website, or you can find us on Facebook and get a bit more info as well on our events page. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.